普通高等学校招生全国统一考试上海英语试卷，2021年6月听力部分现在开始。
1. Listening comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and a question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Seems like I'm running a fever.
Don't worry. I'll give you a blood test first.
Question. What is most probably the woman's job?
2. Are you checking out some colleges? East Lake College is a pretty neat school.
But they don't offer many majors.
Question. What does the man imply?
3. I was fired. I thought my work had been valued by the company.
Sorry to hear that, but it's not the end of the world.Cheer up.
Question. What is the woman trying to do?
4. Do you happen to know the title of this oil painting?
No idea. Maybe an early 18th century work. You can look it up in the catalogue.
Question. What are the speakers mainly talking about?
5. Oh, it looks like the traffic is really bad. Still another hour to get to your office.
Okay, then I will go by subway. Please stop at the next crossroads and I will get out there.
Question. What can we learn about the woman from the conversation? 6.What's the assignment for today, Miss Taylor?
Well, read Chapter 9 in your textbook and get prepared to discuss what you've read next Monday.
Question. What will the man be required to do next Monday?
7. Would you please email me tomorrow? Let's fix the date for our next conference.
My computer is broken. Can I call you?
Question. What does the man imply?
8. Mum, where are my blue shoes? I'll be late for school.
I washed them this morning. Last night, you told me you'd have a day off school today.
Question. What does the woman mean?
9. I've gained weight since I started to work at Pizza Kitchen.
I know they offer employees free pizzas for meals, but you could pack your own healthy lunch.
Question. What does the man suggest the woman do? 10. Have you booked a twin room in West Hotel for our holiday?
Not yet.Line was busy. I will ring later, but that hotel is never full in March.
Question. What does the man imply?
6. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 passages and 1 longer conversation. After each passage or conversation, you'll be asked several questions. The passages and the conversation...will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. It's a daily struggle known to office workers the world over. A productive morning rewarded with a decent lunch. And then, at about 3 p.m., there comes the irresistible sleepiness. A short nap can promote alertness and improve performance, which are important when you're at work. Now, many companies with a strong commitment to employee wellness have realized the benefits of on-site napping. UU Corporation, a consulting company, has a flexible approach. Employees can take a nap for 30 minutes at most, anytime between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. Another company, Tim and Jerry's, which already offers employees personal trainers, now supplies a room with a bed and pillows that employees can use as needed. One of its representatives says, "If people need to catch a little nap during the day, we're behind it." An IT firm, New Link, allows its employees to take a 20-minute power nap at their desks. Introduced 2 years ago, the policy has proved a huge hit. Mr. Lean, an accountant in New Link, told a local newspaper, "If I use a calculator when I'm sleepy, I have to double-check my work for fear of making mistakes. So it takes longer. Thanks to the policy, my work performance has improved." Now listen again.
It's a daily struggle known to office workers the world over. A productive morning rewarded with a decent lunch. Then, at about 3 p.m., there comes the irresistible sleepiness. A short nap can promote alertness and improve performance, which are important when you're at work. Now, many companies with a strong commitment to employee wellness have realized the benefits of on-site napping. UU Corporation, a consulting company, has a flexible approach. Employees can take a nap for 30 minutes at most, any time between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. Another company, Tim and Jerry's, which already offers employees personal trainers, now supplies a room with a bed and pillows that employees can use as needed. One of its representatives says, "If people need to catch a little nap during the day, we're behind it." An IT firm, New Link, allows its employees to take a 20-minute power nap at their desks. Introduced 2 years ago, the policy has proved a huge hit. Mr. Lin, an accountant in New Link, told a local newspaper, "If I use a calculator when I'm sleepy, I have to double-check my work for fear of making mistakes, so it takes longer. Thanks to the policy, my work performance has improved."
Questions 11. What is the speaker mainly talking about?
Twelve. Which of the following can the employees of UU Corporation do at work?
Thirteen. What can be learned about Mr. Lean?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage. Search engines have completely changed how we access information and who we get it from. They're fast, easy, and great, but there are so many questions you can't look up online. Some are too complex because they have two or more parts, and others are impossible to search because you can't remember a name or an exact year, so you get too many results to make your search useful. Or maybe you just aren't near a computer or Wi-Fi. That's when APL can make a difference. With APL, you can put questions to an information specialist at the Pearl Library. For over 40 years, APL has been answering people's questions by looking things up in a variety of texts, recordings, and other resources. And these people are expert researchers, so they know where to look for information, which is key in providing a really good quality answer. Sometimes accuracy is more important than getting millions of results in a second. Then how can you access APL? You can call 21518 between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. One of the 10 information specialists will answer your question, even if the question has multiple parts, and even if you're missing some key information. That's the benefit of a human over a computer. Plus, if you need some recommended reading, they've got that covered too. Now listen again.
Search engines have completely changed how we access information and who we get it from. They're fast, easy, and great, but there are so many questions you can't look up online. Some are too complex because they have two or more parts, and others are impossible to search because you can't remember a name or an exact year. So you get too many results to make your search useful. Or maybe you just aren't near a computer or Wi-Fi. That's when APL can make a difference. With APL, you can put questions to an information specialist at the Pearl Library. For over 40 years, APL has been answering people's questions by looking things up in a variety of texts, recordings, and other resources. And these people are expert researchers, so they know where to look for information, which is key in providing a really good, quality answer. Sometimes accuracy is more important than getting millions of results in a second. Then how can you access APL? You can call 21518 between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. One of the 10 information specialists will answer your question, even if the question has multiple parts, and even if you're missing some key information. That's the benefit of a human over a computer. Plus, if you need some recommended reading, they've got that covered too.
Questions. 14. What is the speaker mainly talking about?
What will a search engine do if you type in a much too complicated question?
16. Which of the following is true of APL?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
What are you going to do this summer, Sue?
Well, I can work full-time at my uncle's restaurant if I want to. The money is pretty good, but I'm thinking of getting some experience in my field. I'm graduating next year.
Maybe you should try a different summer job. It would mean a pay cut, but it'd be worth it. Not only do you get experience, you make all kinds of contacts.
But I just have no idea how to find a suitable one.
Why not go to the summer job fair? Hang on, I've got the leaflet in my bag.
Great.
It's next week, on the 16th, at the Student Center, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
That's wonderful. Should I dress as if I'm going to an interview?
It doesn't mention how you should dress.
Shall I bring my resume?
It's not required, but it's a good idea.
Okay. Does it say what kinds of summer jobs are available? You know, I want to be a teacher.
You can try to get hired at a summer camp. Several are listed on there.
Excellent. I will try.
You won't have any trouble. You're at the top of your class.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Now listen again. What are you going to do this summer, Sue?
Well, I can work full-time at my uncle's restaurant if I want to. The money is pretty good. But I'm thinking of getting some experience in my field. I'm graduating next year.
Maybe you should try a different summer job. It would mean a pay cut, but it'd be worth it. Not only do you get experience, you make all kinds of contacts.
But I just have no idea how to find a suitable one.
Why not go to the summer job fair? Hang on, I've got the leaflet in my bag.
Great.
It's next week, on the 16th, at the Student Center, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
That's wonderful. Should I dress as if I'm going to an interview?
It doesn't mention how you should dress.
Shall I bring my resume?
It's not required, but it's a good idea.
Okay. Does it say what kinds of summer jobs are available? You know, I want to be a teacher.
You can try to get hired at a summer camp. Several are listed on there.
Excellent. I will try.
You won't have any trouble. You're at the top of your class.
Thanks for the vote of confidence. Questions. 17. What are the speakers mainly talking about?
Eighteen. According to the man, why should the woman find a different summer job?
Nineteen. What can be learned about the summer job fair?
Twenty. Why does the man recommend the woman to work at a summer camp?
关注微信公众号“上海初高中英语教学”，海量名校名师资源，助您升学一臂之力。